All the mics were on. I'm glad I didn't say anything.
That's a good thing.
Would you? That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
You never know what's going to be said.
Yes.
Off mic, and I just wasn't necessarily paying attention to the board. Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right. Here we go. It's another week. Another week of fun. Kind of marks the midweek. It's all kind of a downhill slide from here, really.
Exactly, it is.
Question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather have all the hair on your body replaced with bird feathers or fish scales?
You know, Pat, I'd be reflective with fish scales.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bird feathers. I don't know if I'd be able to fly.
It doesn't mean you could fly.
Yeah. I'd just be feathered.
You'd be feathered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tarred and feathered.
Yeah. Every follicle of bodily hair. Everywhere. Your toes, your fingers, your forearms, your chest, your beard, your eyebrows, your nose hair, your ear hair.
It's a whole lot of feathers.
Your butt hair.
Just say butt hair.
I did.
Yeah.
In your head hair.
The question is, do feathers promote chafing?
Well, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of nice and soft.
You tickle down there.
I wonder if you could swim faster if your hair was made out of fish scales.
You'd be pretty scaly, that's for sure.
Odorless. Odorless fish scales. So it's not like you'd smell like fish all the time. It's just you'd have... Yeah. I think either one would be very unique.
The feathers in my nose, though, would be kind of...
Yeah, there is that.
You know, I think for that reason and that reason alone, I'm going to be scaly. I'm going to be fish scales.
Fish scale sheer.
Yes. Scaly sheer.
I wonder if we could do something in AI. I bet we could.
Yeah.
No question about
it. Could I get gills, too? Could I breathe underwater?
I don't know. It would be kind of... I mean, in relation to the question, no. But AI would probably dump some gills on you.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Cool.
We are popular people down here.
Yeah. Question number two. Question number two. You ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
Would you rather give up social media for 1 month? Or shovel the radio station parking lot for the rest of winter?
1 month.
1 month away from social media. Or shovel the station parking lot for the rest of winter.
Be a lot of shoveling.
That's a fairly decent drive, yeah.
Disconnected. For a month.
It wouldn't hurt my feelings at all.
Wouldn't be able to do my job for a month.
Well, yes and no. You can still go to the computer.
Yeah, but online is social media anymore.
Well, I'm talking like Facebook, Instagram. What's the other stuff?
TikTok? I mean, you can get a lot of your sports updates through Facebook and X, Twitter.
But there are other websites that you could go to.
If people enter in things on time.
Yeah, well.
Normally, you get a lot quicker updates on social media.
or for the rest of winter, we'll hand you a shovel and off you go.
You know, Pat, I do like working out, and you know, I'd probably have to go with the shovel route just because of my job.
Oh. What if you weren't a sports broadcaster?
If I wasn't, I'd probably take the social media route, yeah.
Sure, sure. Let's eliminate that. So you would take the social media route?
Yeah, where I'd go without a month of social media, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, for most people, I mean, you're unique in your position, yeah. So of course, yeah, it's job related. Fair enough. Question number 3. Would you rather Wednesday, brought to you by Siler Appliance and Service, downtown Humboldt. Question number 3. Would you rather faint when romantically aroused or develop a cold virus once a month for the rest of your life?
How long is this fainting going to happen for?
For the rest of your life.
Oh, boy.
So every time you, every time you're kind of horny, I mean, I don't know how else to put it, but every time you're romantically aroused, you faint. Or develop a cold virus once a month, both for the rest of your life.
You know, Pat, getting sick does not feel good. I'm curious, though. I mean, if you're getting, let's just say, romantically aroused, you faint. Does that take care of it? Or then what happens when you come to and then you get aroused again? Then you're going to faint again? It's a whole lot of fainting going on. I mean, is it a one faint per...
Me love
per
you
outing?
Long time.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Yes. Oh. Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. What happened? All right, where were we? Thud, hit the floor again.
Show me your... Faint when romantically aroused or develop a cold virus once a month for the rest of your life.
You know, I do not like getting sick, Pat, so I guess I'm going to be the fainter.
The fainter.
Yeah.
Interesting. That would make it hard to date. They would have to be very understanding.
Yes. Put those shoulders away. No.
Bonus question. Number 4. Would you rather have your mom ask next week's would you rather questions or your Nana? I know they listen, especially during Would You Rather Wednesday, so they're both on notice now. Would you rather have your mom ask next week's would you rather questions or your Nana?
See, my mom, she can be a little twisted. I don't know about Nana, how she can be.
I mean, they've listened to these questions for 4 years now.
You know, I'd probably, just because I think she could be pretty twisted with the questions.
Yeah.
And it would make it interesting. I think my mom might be the person I might have do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd rather have your mom ask next week's would you rather questions?
Yeah, it's neck and neck, but I think my mom would.
Sure. Oh, the stories you tell me about both of them, but, you know, Nana, she's a hoot.
They're going to wonder about the stories now.
I will have to connect and collaborate with your mom.
Yep.
That could be fun.
Oh, boy. Be interesting.
And here's the buildup. Are you going to be nervous between now and next Wednesday?
Oh, I have no idea what's going to happen now.
Well, I know she works, so we'd have to coordinate that somehow. But I might see if we could arrange that. That would be kind of fun.
Be interesting.
Uh-huh. Definitely. And this has been Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.